and welcome again to our lesson number 12.
We are reaching the end of our course, 14 lessons, but now it's time to put into practice what we have learned until yet.
Yes, so because of this, the title of this lesson is My Idea Around Tourism.
Yes, because now we have our idea, we have planned it, we have our business model canvas, and we are going to put into practice this idea in one of the most competitive market in the world, tourism.
And why we have chosen this this word, or even this task, tourism? Because tourism is one of the world's fastest growing industries and a major foreign exchange and employment generation for many countries.
A tourist entrepreneur, therefore, will have an idea which will hopefully work in the tourism industry.
So, let's go, and we can say that it's time to start.
So, the first thing you have to do, of course, is know your product.
Yes, know your product, your service, so what you are going to sell. And we can read the information that appears here in this square. Tourism constitutes a powerful tool for contemporary economies. Taking into consideration the geographical position and the issues related, remote areas can be seen as a pro ideal location for a holiday destination.
In its broadest sense, tourism marketing is the business discipline of attracting visitors to a specific location. So, you have to know what can you offer to the visitors.
And then we go on reading. Most tourism businesses are small or medium-sized, whose sustainability depends on the innovative ideas of entrepreneurs.
If you go to a touristic place, you are going to see a lot of businesses related to tourism. Yours must be the innovativest one.
Mm-hmm. So hotels, cities, states, consumer attractions, convention centers, and other sites and locations associated with consumer and business travel all apply basic marketing strategies to specific techniques designed to increase visitors.
And we are going to see a few tips you can use for a successful entrepreneurship in tourism.
Okay, so the number one is you have to know your product.
And this is basic, because if you don't know your product, you can't sell it.
And there are 10 aspects we have to take into account. For example, the first one is study the touristic trend in your area.
That's vital because, for example, eco-travel is just one example of these tourism trends, reflecting a growing concern among today's travelers for ethical and sustainable tourism options.
But now I'm thinking about, for example, a tourist who wants to visit a place, but for other reasons. For example, because of having a local experience. In this way, you can imagine any place. Now I think about China, for example. And then he is going, or she is going to visit China during a major festival, rental formal Chinese clothes to wear, consuming regional food, and engaging in traditional games or cultural activities.
Another example might be a long stay with a host family in the destination country as a means to learn more about the local culture or even the language.
Mm-hmm. So you see, this information takes us to know the age groups and their preferences.
You have to keep in mind, according to the purpose of the travel tourist, that can be interested in, for example, sports, adventure just to learn the culture or the language.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe a visitor, a tourist, can be interested in a place because of health reasons.
So you have to study the touristic trends in your area, know the age groups and preference, and according to both, we go to know the type of activities that interest them.
Okay. Of course, don't forget that many people spend their leisure time at the hills or at the seaside.
And that leads us to the second tip. Once you know the touristic trend, you know the group and preferences, and you have planned the activities, you have to have a clear vision and strategy.
And take into account that this is like having a detailed action plan. And this plan defines clearly timelines, responsibilities, and the human and financial resources that will be required for plan implementation.
So, if we keep reading, having a clear vision and a good strategic plan help us to face many obstacles and difficulties. And how can we do that?
Asking some questions, for example, where are we now? How is the industry performing? Or what are our tourism assets?
And, for example, how is the industry organized? And, of course, we have to ask some questions ourselves. For example, where do I want to go?
Mm-hmm. Or what are the main challenges that are preventing our industry from reaching its full potential?
So now we know our product, we have a clear vision, we have a strategy. Now it's time to collaborate.
Collaborate, but in a special way. So let's go to number three, networking in local community.
As we can read, getting involved with the locals and building a social capital can be the key factor for business. Cooperative actions and backup network is crucial.
Yes, nowadays community networks can facilitate the sharing of information between organizations and thereby encourage cooperation and collaboration between them.
Don't forget that when we made the business model canvas, we have one particular module. It was called Key Partners. We are talking about those key partners.
Mm-hmm. Now we are talking about, did you know that?
Did you know that? In many cases, tourism marketing centers on attracting people to a specific location without recommending specific sites or accommodations. For some locations, the attractions are so well known that the tourist marketer simply needs to remind customers what the area offers.
As we already have listened to, sometimes places are so well known that we simply forget to remind our customers, our consumers, the important places to go. And we let them consult some applications, smart applications, to know where can I go or what can I visit. But think for a while. If we offer them our personalized information, if we give them some piece of advice, the experience would be more satisfactory.
Mm-hmm. And now we have got a mix, Adrian.
Yes.
A mix with four P's. Now it's we are in number four, marketing mix. The four P's.
Maybe you have heard about the 8 P's. Well, there are different marketing theories, but we are going to study the 4 P's, which we think is more accurate to what we are learning today.
Mm-hmm. And now we have to talk about four pillars of creating and selling a product or service.
Four pillars, four P's.
Mm-hmm, yes. Product, price, place and promotion.
The basic for promoting our services. So, let's talk about the product. We already have, but now we're going to give you more information.
The information we have here written in our lesson is the following. Define what makes your product unique in the marketplace.
That's vital because you have to be different from the other businesses. If you offer something special, something unique, you're going to attract more potential customers.
And if you're thinking about your product must be unique. In this way, you and related to tourism, you can think about that your destination might offer people looking to combine business and pleasure, for example, interest in nightlife, activities for adult partners and children, or even convention halls and hotels.
Let's talk now about the price. Most of the starting entrepreneurs think that if they put a low price, they are going to attract more customers. But that's very dangerous because low price are going to make you earn less money, and the potential customers may think that low price is because you are offering a low quality.
And because of this, we can read that you have to attract your customers offering discounts and free services.
For example, some hotels and resorts offer guests free shuttle service.
Mm-hmm. So in this way, tourist centers carefully analyze tourism trends and raise and lower their prices based on a busy or high season and an off season, and based on what their competitors are offering to maximize occupancy rates.
And now remember, if they don't know you, you simply don't exist. Why are we saying that? Because we are going to talk about the place. So let's read. The place defines the distribution of your product or service. You have to know how are you going to let your potential customers know you.
Mm-hmm. When we are talking about the place in the four P's, we refer to where a business distributes its product or service, such as in a store, online, using catalogs or through wholesalers.
So, have you thought about how are you going to place your product? Mm. Maybe yes, but once you have, there comes another very important action, and that's
promotion. Use marketing strategies and techniques to promote your product or service.
A very important question here is, for example, if you don't have time or you don't have the expertise to make marketing strategies, let an agency do it for you.
And now it's time for promotion. Use marketing strategies and techniques to promote your product or service.
So you know your product, you have put a price, you know where you're going to distribute your product. Now it's time to let the product know to spread to the whole world, or at least to your potential customers.
And Adrian, now that we are talking about tourism, we have to promote our products, but as well to promote areas and destinations.
So now we are reaching a crucial point because our potential customers and even the European Union every day is more concerned about the climatic change.
So you mean the number five, environmental and social sustainability.
That's right, because if we keep on reading, the environmental impact of the product or service you are offering may affect the customer final decision Elisa, did you know that, now it's my turn, did you know that with this climatic change we are suffering, the number of flight taken in the North Europe, we are talking about Finland, for example, has been reduced?
I cannot tell you all the exact number, but the amount is shocking.
Furthermore, every day there are more touristic places that offer your ticket in your smartphone.
Yes, that's true. And now we have got, before going to the following section, we have some words here that are related to this point number five.
So, when we are developing our idea, we have to think about, for example, the natural wildlife impact.
Or even we have to think about the indigenous culture, pollution or congestion.
So, remember, everything is related to the environmental and social sustainability.
And now it's time to go to the following section, eliminate the distance.
Of course, we are talking about remote areas, for example. And how can we reach the mainland or another continent if we live in a small or a bigger island? Eliminating the distances.
So if you like, it's time to read this information. Remote areas can be seen as ideal location for a holiday destination indeed. But it also have some disadvantages when trying to promote them due to remoteness.
That's right, because you can't go to a physical store or to, for example, a physical bus stop to advertise your product. So, how can we do that in the remoteness?
We have got some tips for you.
So, look in at the center of this image, because we have a very powerful tool.
Yes, internet is almost the solution. Use internet to eliminate the distance and reach the audience. Promotion is the key.
But we have to do it carefully and well. And that's why we're going to give you some tips of how can we behave, how can we promote our product in the internet.
So now we see that we have to be innovative.
We have to make the difference. We have to take distance from our competitors.
And the second tip, if you read on the right, you have to know the trends.
We have already said that when we were talking about the touristic products. You know, you have to know what is around the head from the people. What are they thinking about? What are they liking?
And the following tip is complete, related to internet, because you have to share your content.
You have to tell the world what you are offering, what you are doing.
The world, you have to tell the world.
Yes.
And the best way to do it is by means of internet.
But every time you share something, you have to go to the next one that is directly related to share, and is provide value. Always, everything counts.
And the following tip is named keep in touch.
Answer your customers. They are asking you if you have writing, for example, the last thing you have done with your last excursion, for example, maybe someone is going to ask you, when is the next one? Answer as soon as possible. Don't let it for tomorrow.
And it does matter the type of client he or she is.
And if you want interaction with your potential customers, you have to do a very special action. So, call to action.
Yes. And in this way, we have finished our lesson, but we have to listen to some words. In this case, to Gustave Flaubert was a writer, a French writer, and he lived in the 19th century.
T
Travel makes one modest. You see what a tiny place you occupy in the world.
Do you agree? Well, I have always heard that if you travel, then your mind opens.
Mm-hmm. Yes, if you travel, you realize that human beings, we all of us, are insignificant.
And now we have the most important travel for us. There is launching our business.
Mm-hmm. A good journey. So this time, it's time to say goodbye until the next lesson.
Until the next lesson.